NH, MH, mobile. AC8DG, AC8DG, NH, mobile on the link system.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Drake, and welcome back.
Yeah, I'm good with traveling for the next couple weeks. I'm just A-okay if I stay in Traverse.
Well, a trip to Wisconsin via Chicago, a trip to Detroit, boy, that's enough traveling.
Yep. Today I've got a console upgrade for Lake City / Mesaki County, so that one shouldn't be too terrible. The only scary part, it's a Friday. So, hopefully everything goes swell. Their console isn't too old, so everything, I think all I gotta do is just firmware upgrades. I don't have to replace any equipment. I brought equipment just in case, so, but I'm pretty sure it's all new stuff.
Yeah, I was talking to your cohort in crime there a day or so ago, and he said he volunteered to work on a Saturday. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I thought about doing that, and I was like, I'm okay. It's all the way over in Alpena. I've had enough traveling for the past couple weeks. I'd like to stay home.
Ah, okay. All right. Hey, I know everybody was looking for you with the troubles at Crystal Mountain. Did you solve that?
It temporarily solved itself. It sounds like four duplexes are isolation. So this Saturday, hopefully Saturday, whenever I can get up there this weekend, we're gonna go take a look at it and go fix it up. I've got a plan. So it's unfortunate because it started doing it as soon as I left town. Everything breaks when I leave town.
Well, I'm gonna give you one troubleshooting hint. The same thing happened to that repeater about 6 months ago, and it kind of fixed itself also. So I don't quite understand it.
Well, I've dealt with this problem before on a different machine, and what it is that howling noise is actually caused by the receiver being overloaded by its own signal, by its own output signal, and what happens is it turns into intermod. And, it's hearing its own signal and it's repeating on the input. So you get feedback, and since the repeater is outputting a PL, it kept doing it. And there's a couple ways I can go about fixing that, turning off the turning off the transmit PL, but that doesn't fix the interference problem. Checking out the duplexer, making sure the preselector is all in the right spot. It should be, but you never know. Got to double check it. I didn't have the monitor up there, so I wasn't able to double check everything before we left. I tested. The repeater was tuned on a bench in a controlled environment, so I know that's pretty much on point. So just got to find a way to knock that signal down and something like that. I've got pretty high hopes that I'll be able to figure that out.
Okay, well, I just thought my hint there that it happened about 6 months ago before you did your upgrades, and I don't know if you changed out receivers and transmitters and stuff. So, anyway, I just thought that I would give that tidbit of advice.
Yep, I appreciate it, Mr. Jim. Whenever it does it, I know how to make it stop. I know how to make it stop on the dot, which is a good thing. It just, whenever it gets keyed up again, it starts doing it, so. And it's just all down to it basically regurgitating its own signal, which is, not exactly pleasant, but good thing is possible, so. Anyway, it seems to be good right now. It seems to do it more when there's a little bit more moisture in the air, which I thought was interesting. So, anyway. Con time.
Yeah, I know. I first heard it, and I assume it was because at 3 o'clock in the morning when it did the hourly voice announcement, that it started that self-oscillation. So Okay. Hey, very cool. All right, well, where are you headed today?
Lake City, Miyazaki County. Dispatch to do their console upgrade, and it's only a 2-op, so nothing too ridiculously crazy.
All right, sir. Well, hey, appreciate the call. As you know, I monitor most mornings, so good to talk to somebody. Have a great travel today. I don't really have nothing else to talk about.
Okay, sounds good, Mr. Jim. And one of the things I got to, I don't know if you've got a USB sound card sitting around, but that Lee Glunagudgeon needs an external sound card. The internal one, it's got a lot of noise in its audio path, and it's causing issues with the receive performance on the Digi itself. So, either I'll get one in the mail to you, or if I can, or if I'm heading up that way sometime soon, and go swap it out. So, something to keep on the radar. All right, we'll catch you later. 7-3. Hey, teammates, mobile Tom Splinter.
Hey, sir, I'm going to wait for you to be able to get back up here and do the install. I don't really want to play with that. So, good luck. ACA Fiji, 7-3.
ACA VSU on DMR on 4425.
Hey, good morning, Toby.
Hey, I was trying to get in, but you guys quit too much. DMR takes too long. Hey, on 444.35, are you hooked up with MI1 there? I haven't heard them on lately downstate.
It's supposed to be, but it likes to disconnect itself somehow. I'm not quite sure why, even though I set it as a permanent link. I'll bring it back up real quick.
Okay, I like listening to them down there. It's kind of neat. Okay, just wanted to let you know, Drake. I got to get going, too, here. TCA VSU, portable.
Catch you later, Toby. Any EMH mobile.
J, half listening. Hey, good morning. W8, is it R-A-J or R-E-J? This is Dan, W2P-U-T. Yeah, Dan, it's Rob, W8-R-E-J. Good morning, Rob. How you doing today? It's a little bit of leaf blowing here to make the area for the dogs easier for them to get out to the backyard here. Well, more specifically for the little dog. Figured I'd pop and see who might be around here before I get busy with work stuff.
Well, I can agree with taking the dogs out. However, leaves, they're on their own. Well, other than that, we're doing okay here, sitting in the basement in my little ham shack. My wife calls it the mole hole. So, anyway, not much going on. Where are you located?
We're in the Akiak Hammond Bay area. This is our last trip up for the summer. Be up here for a few days, and then I'm not sure we picked the day next week, but have to blow the water lines out and winterize the place and be done for the season. But yeah, the patio, a lot of leaves have fallen since we were last up here. And the big dogs, you know, they don't think twice about it, but the little dog, she needs a little more of a clear path. There was a lot of leaves here. The backyard is pretty thick with them, so I kind of cleared a spot for her to be able to move around a little easier. At 13, she's having a tough time getting around, so I have to make some accommodations for her.
Well, I can understand that. I don't know what the age would be in human terms, but she's got a little gray face on her, I'll bet.
Yep, she's got that old dog walk, too, you know. Their hips start getting stiff, which I can identify with that in the morning. And, yeah, she's definitely starting to show her age. So whereabouts are you located?
I'm in beautiful downtown Beulah.
Beulah, huh? I know I've heard of it. I may have even been through there in my travels. I can't quite place where it's at, though.
Well, we're about 35 miles southwest of Tragic City, and we're 7 miles from Frankfort and Lake Michigan, right on U.S. 31. So if you've driven 31, you've driven by Beulah. We're a little village right on the lake, 313 souls here year-round.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's been many years since I've driven through there, but yes, I have, and I can picture it on the map now, too. I haven't spent a lot of time on the west side. Most of the time, my time traveling up north has been on the east side of the state. I used to do a lot more traveling for work before I got out of the field. I worked for Motorola, and I spent many years as a field tech before we ultimately got into project management. So while I still travel the state a bit, I don't have a lot of the on-site action that I used to do, so I don't get around quite as much. Although I got to say, the project management gig is great. It's work from home and a lot more flexible time schedule.
Dan, I tell you, I understand that. My brother has done that most of his life. He works for a company called Hinkle. It's a German-based company, but they do software like SAP, things like that, where he goes around and sets up companies. The notable one in Michigan that he did was the furniture company down in Grand Rapids there. Brain fart, I can't remember. That's what happens when you get old, I guess. So, Steelcase, that's it, Steelcase. That's what he does. If he goes around and sets things up and teaches the people how to use it, and he's there sometimes a year and a half. However, December 31st, he retires, so he's in the same boat with me. I've been retired now for going on 17 years, so, and I enjoy every minute of it there. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I still got 6 years and 10 months before I can retire. 10 months and, actually, I think it's 9 months and like 27 days, but, you know, who's counting? I do enjoy this gig quite a bit. It was a definite upgrade to get out of the field. You know, for me, as long as I got internet, I can work from pretty much wherever. It's hilarious because I live south of Ann Arbor in a smaller town, Milan. And you would think that in a more developed area, I would have great internet, but I have better internet up here because I got the local fiber. When deciding what tiered package to take, it's like, well, the lowest tier is 100 meg. It's 100 bidirectional. Like, if I can live on 15 down and 1 meg up, I can absolutely live with the low-tier 100 meg package up here. I gotta love it. My file uploads go pretty quick. I don't really notice any difference on the video conferencing. A lot of people think their bandwidth needs are a lot larger than what they truly are. So, well, I'm going to let you get going, Rob. Nice to chat with you here. see a couple emails popped up on the phone. The aggravation for the day is starting. I set up a project kickoff meeting that was supposed to be with just the customer, and someone forwarded that meeting invite on. I'm getting a bunch of responses from the state. It's like, this is not not intended to be an entire audience. This is supposed to be a very small targeted. So it's going to be an interesting morning already. WPPT.
Okay, Dan, very good. Yeah, I can sympathize with that. I used to call on Uptown and Kalamazoo back in the 80s, and I'd go down into engineering, and they'd say, hey, Rob's taking us to lunch. I'd start out with two guys and wind up with 10.
I've had similar things happen out with the techs in the field at lunchtime, but it's okay. Having been one of the guys in the field, I appreciate that, so I don't think twice about it. All right, take care. We'll catch you later. WTPD.
Okay, well, give us a shot. Get somebody to come back eventually, I think. W2PT, Dan, take care. W8REJ, Rob here. I'm John and listening.
This is KF8CQD listening on 19. Monitoring 19.
KF8ENF mobile. KF8ENF mobile.
And it's very mobile.